telephone hour.
Good evening. I'm Donald Voorhees. Tonight, I've selected from the Bell Telephone Hours of the past some performances by the great American Wagnerian soprano, Helen Trouble. During the 35 years of her career, she was seen and heard everywhere, from the opera stage to the baseball field, where she was and is a regular fan. Miss Trouble begins with Elizabeth's greeting to the Hall of Song, which opens the second act of Wagner's Tannhäuser. Dich, teure Halle. Trouble's voice is warm, lustrous, red, like a ruby. So said her celebrated colleague, Lawrence Tibbett. Here's another facet of her gem-like voice, a simple folk song by the New England composer and organist, Arthur Foote. Miss Trouble sings, "I'm Wearing Away, Jean."
There's no sorrow there.
The Hungarian dances of Brahms were among the more frequently played selections by the Bell Telephone Orchestra. Here is Brahms' Hungarian Dance No. 1. Helen Traubel is an all-American product. She was born in St. Louis, began her career with the St. Louis Symphony, and reigned for many years as the leading Wagnerian soprano at the Metropolitan Opera. Then, when she retired from the Met, the world saw quite another side of her talent. To everyone's surprise, except those who knew her great sense of humor and her deep feeling for American popular music, Helen became a superb entertainer, a hit on the nightclub circuit, and a much-in-demand guest star on TV variety shows. Let's recall her wonderful way with a pop standard as she sings Jerome Kern's The Way You Look Tonight.
Thank you.
I'll be back with more encores from the Bell Telephone Hour after this message. 1924 was a very special year in America's musical history because at Paul Whiteman's now historic concert, Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue was introduced to the world. But not too many people remember that another work, also by a famous composer and also written at Whiteman's request, was premiered that same night. It was a suite of four serenades by Victor Herbert, and here's the Bell Telephone Orchestra to play two of them, the Cuban and the Spanish serenades.
Thank you.
At the end of Wagner's great music drama, Tristan and Isolde, her grief causes Isolde to expire beside the body of her dead lover, Tristan. This finale is called the Liebestod, the love death, one of the most sublime musical expressions. In her 16 years at the Met, Helen Traubel often sang Isolde, and for our closing number tonight, Miss Traubel and the Bell Telephone Orchestra bring you the Liebestod.
Thank you.
Thank you, Helen. That was Wagner's Liebestod from Tristan and Isolde, beautifully sung by Helen Traubel. I'll be back after this word from the telephone company. This is Donald Voorhees again. I hope you enjoyed our visit with Helen Traubel tonight, and that you'll join me next week at this same time when the world-renowned Jose Iturbe joins us in person on our encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.